Luke Taylor Ide, the Appalachian Regional Academic Director of Future Generations University, an accredited online college located in Franklin, West Virginia, talks with us about an upcoming free seminar in Marlinton about how to produce maple syrup and about the maple syrup industry in West Virginia. Luke, I understand you all will be putting on a seminar coming up later this month about maple syrup. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
That's correct. June 25th at 6:30 at the Dirt Bean, we'll be having a public seminar on basics of business related to starting and running your own maple syrup operation, whether that's just making for your friends and family or if you are actually moving into the commercial production. And that's open to anyone, and it'll be probably about an hour to an hour and a half, and we invite folks to come on down.
Is there any charge for that?
No, it is absolutely free.
What's the status of the maple industry in West Virginia, particularly Pocahontas County area?
West Virginia is in a very rapid period of growth for our industry. I think many of us who are from the area grew up with it. We know of it. We think of it as tied to our culture. But I don't think everybody realizes how quickly, due to some new technologies that have been introduced into the industry, that maple is growing at a commercial level in West Virginia. Over the past 2 years, we've seen over a 20% increase in maple production. And we're coming out of a great year this year, so we're expecting to see that number already up, and it'll probably continue to rise over the coming years with more and more people getting involved. This is particularly exciting for Pocahontas because Pocahontas and Randolph County sit right in the middle of the largest density of sugar maples in the entire state.
That's incredible. What about Sweet Opportunities? What is that all about?
Sweet Opportunities is a project that builds upon several years of close partnership and coordination with Future Generations University and the West Virginia Department of Agriculture and the newly formed West Virginia Maple Syrup Producers Association, and it's supported by the Claude Worthing Benedum Foundation. And the project goal is to work with existing producers and landowners who've already invested a lot of money into the evaporation equipment, which is where most of the costs related to maple are. We're also trying to work with nearby landowners so that they can just start by tapping their trees and then sell that sap to their neighbors. And their neighbors who are already in the business will then be able to scale up their production. And I think it's important to note that this collective building out of existing businesses and just trying to get as many landowners as possible to begin tapping trees is exactly how many of the New England states, particularly Vermont, were able to really expand to the production levels that they have reached and obviously are known for.
How helpful will this seminar be for people who are thinking about getting into the maple syrup business?
I think it will be extremely helpful. We will have several Pocahontas County producers there to talk from experience, as well as our lead faculty member who's been doing research on specifically West Virginia maple. And so beyond just explaining how to make it, we'll talk a bit more about why it's an exciting opportunity in West Virginia now, to maybe even if you've been doing backyard maple for years, to maybe start to think about moving into the commercial scope, especially now it's more affordable. And if you don't know anything about maple, you'll leave this seminar with enough knowledge to go home and at least tap a tree and make a little bit of syrup next season. So I do really encourage everybody to come out Tuesday, June 25th to the Dirt Bean at 6:30.
For more information about the Future Generation University's Maple Syrup Program, visit their website at www.future.edu/maple. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.